This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. An arrest warrant has been issued for Mesa County Clerk and Recorder Tina Peters. District Attorney Daniel Rubenstein says Peters violated her bond agreement by leaving the state without permission. Peters spoke at a conference in Las Vegas earlier this week after being told to remain in Colorado. She faces multiple felony charges related to a breach of her office's election equipment. Despite her legal troubles, Peters launched a bid to become the Republican nominee for Secretary of State. She finished last in the primary. Congress is on the verge of passing a bill to help veterans and service members suffering from toxic exposure. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
The House has passed a bill that would expand benefits to veterans suffering from illnesses because of toxic exposure to things like burn pits during their service. It would expand the list of presumed service-connected illnesses. The bill passed with strong bipartisan support, but all Colorado Republican Congress members voted against it. A spokesman for Representative Lauren Boebert says she was concerned the bill would increase the VA backlog and wanted to see a strong medical link between the disease and service exposure. The bill now heads back to the Senate. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Fort Collins may bump up its minimum wage to $15 an hour later this year. A recent report submitted to the city council says a wage boost is unlikely to drive up prices or lead to layoffs. The minimum wage in Fort Collins currently matches the statewide minimum of $12.56. Right now in Fort Collins, it's 96 degrees with scattered storms. In Boulder, it's 93 and fair. And in Grand Junction, it's 93 degrees. This is CPR News.